But seriously, folks, we believe the Bible is 100% true, and that's why we sing these songs for you. And you may be having some trouble sharing the gospel with your friends, your parents, your kids, your spouse, your coworker, your neighbor, your enemies. And you may say, man, it seems like I keep sharing this word of God and nothing's happening. We just want to remind you of something that hopefully you already know. The Bible says the word of God is living and active, okay? It also says God's word never comes back to him void without accomplishing the purpose for which he sent it out. Jesus likened the word of God to seeds that a sower would sow. Some of that seed may fall on rocky ground. Some may get stolen by the birds. Some of them may get choked by the thorns. But there's a lot of seed that grows, some 30, 60-fold, 100-fold, okay? In the Psalms, in the Old Testament, the Bible says, those who sow in tears will reap with joy. He that goes forth weeping, bearing precious seed, will return rejoicing, bringing his sheaves in with him. God is very faithful. I've seen many people where their loved ones didn't come around till the very last minute. But so often, seems like more often than not, they did come around. And like that thief on the cross at the last minute, they made the commitment to Christ. And that commitment counts just as surely as that thief on the cross commitment counted. It doesn't matter when you get gathered to be a worker for Jesus, right? Those who came at the last minute got paid as much as those who came at the first part of the day. So just remember, God's word is living and active, never comes back to him void, and it grows wherever you will sow.
So lately, you're wondering who really cares to take Christ's grace. Oh, Christ taught that seeds of new life get scattered on his face. If a grain of wheat shall fall, yeah, fall upon good soil, in between the sand and stone, good news makes that crop to grow. Yes, I've learned that Christ's word will grow wherever you will sow. Wait a while, hold out hope. It grows wherever you will sow. Maybe you're frightened now, afraid you've wasted bags of grain. You watered, you tried to your darndest all in vain. If a grain of faith that's poor can follow after Saul, then there's hope for someone out there who you think rejected you. Yes, I've learned the Christ's word. Time and state the truth for all mankind. Yes, I've learned the Christ was.